Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top story this morning, the passing of Detroit Red Wings legend Ted Lindsay. Lindsay died overnight at the age of 93. Not only was he a great player, but he was also very generous with his time, money, you name it. The Ted Lindsay Foundation worked on autism research. And joining us live now is the president of the Ted Lindsay Foundation, Lou LaPaw. Good morning, Lou. Thanks for joining us live on WWJ.
Roberta, thank you very much for having us. We certainly appreciate it.
And tell me what your favorite memory of Ted Lindsay is.
Well, I can't tell you my favorite on the air, but I'll tell you one of my favorites. Ted and I have a birthday we celebrate together. It's about a day apart. His is the 29th. Mine's the 28th. And this was when I had his 75th birthday. And he and I were enjoying ourselves and had a little wrestling match in a parking lot, of all places, after we had dinner with our families. And I learned then that he is as strong as an ox as he was at 75 as he was at 35. So I tapped out and continued on from there.
So he could take you.
Oh. Absolutely.
There must be a video of that wrestling match in a parking lot, no less, outside of a restaurant. That is wonderful to hear those kinds of stories about Ted Lindsay, because he was very active in his older years, and of course, doing something he loved was working with, you know, creating the Ted Lindsay Foundation, raising so much money over the years. But he was a charitable man. He wasn't braggadocious about it. He was humble in the way he raised money for causes he cared about. Isn't that right?
Oh, Tom, that's one thing. Ted never, he just saw that there was a need in his mission, like anything else. When he took on a challenge, it was to finish that and do it for those people who couldn't do it for themselves. And that's just the kind of humanitarian he was.
Okay, so he was a humanitarian. He was a big, strong guy, great hockey player, and a great wrestler, especially in the parking lot. But tell me, you know, how would you describe him as a person? Maybe a lot of people didn't know him personally. How would you describe him?
He was a gentleman that when people walked up to him and had a conversation, talk to him, and introduce themselves to Ted, he would stop and spend time and talk to those people. He loved the public. He loved people. He was always a friend. As he said, a lot of things he did in the hockey world really were for his fans. And if he met one year, he met a lady at a hockey rink. She went up and talked to him how she enjoyed watching him play hockey. He saw her 3 days later at the Joe Louis and ran into her in the elevator. He knew her name right off the bat, said hi to her, and got in the elevator and rode up with her to talk to her again.
Oh, what a great story. And it's just the interactiveness he had with people and fans of his, and he was probably fans of theirs as well. Real quickly, the Ted Lindsay Foundation, You've raised more than $4 million over the years, the bulk of that going to the cause, not a lot of administrative costs. How can people help out?
Well, we have our foundation, which is tedlindsay.org, and we're going to be putting up something there shortly. Obviously, if people want to make a donation in memory of Ted, that will be definitely the thing with the family, and we'll be setting up shortly. So we ask people to do that. You know, this foundation meant everything to Ted and Joanne, his wife. And as I said, they didn't back down from anything. And then they took this challenge on and will continue. And we will continue the foundation. We put things in place because they wanted us to go on because of the need in the autistic community.
Mm, it's great still. Lou LaPaw, the president of the Ted Lindsay Foundation, speaking on the recent passing of Ted Lindsay at the age of 93. Lou, thanks so much for your time and your recollection and your memories of Ted Lindsay.
Roberta and Tom, thank you very much. And WWJ, we certainly appreciate your support.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.